You don't have Christianity without Christ, and you don't have Mormonism without Joseph Smith. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're talking about the foundation for Mormonism, and Joseph Smith certainly ought to be a focal point of the conversation.
John, we don't uncritically accept anyone who claims to bring the Word of God, particularly those who deliver a new revelation. I heard one speaker say that as the Lord's anointed, he was beyond criticism.
Okay, then.
Even the Apostle Paul wasn't beyond this. In Acts 17, the Bereans were quick to examine everything Paul said. They were commended, regarded as noble.
So critical examination is an important safety net.
For the hearer and for the speaker. Without biblical accountability, it's easy to go astray. Mm-hmm. Joseph Smith claimed to be a prophet delivering the word of God, so both he and his claims need to be examined. Listen to Paul's words in Galatians 1, verse 8, "Even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned."
Boy, and Mormonism is certainly another gospel.
Delivered by an angel, allegedly. Mm-hmm. We also need to dig deeper into the life of Joseph Smith. Jesus warned his followers about false teachers. He said, pay even more attention to how they live. Joseph Smith was accused of various financial scandals, false money-making schemes. As his power grew, he started taking on multiple wives, even those already married. Mm-hmm. This follows the pattern of powerful religious and military figures throughout history, but it's far removed from the humility and servanthood we find in the life and teaching of Jesus Christ.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. More at the website reasonwhy.org.